views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is June the 2017 is a Monday, and just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and we have a very special show for you today. Going to bring you one of our listeners and one of our most faithful listeners is going to be coming on. We're going to talk about some things with you all. Very, very important. So we'll get to that in a minute. But just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And I just want to thank you all for being a part of this network and this family. And we want you to continue. So if you would, give some of your financial energy. You could do that easily through donations by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you will see at the homepage on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there, the holding hands in the green background. Hit that, and that will lead you in how you can give some of your financial energy and keep this network growing and growing so it will be here in the future. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media network known as BTR Community. And you can do that by going to the website for the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can put in www.btrcommunity.com, and that will lead you to that individual site for membership. And its membership is only $24 a year. And with that, you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. Your identity won't be sold to anyone, nor really be concerned about being adversely affected because of what you're posting, your views, as long as they're within reason. And so definitely, definitely come on over to BTR Community, promote yourself, promote your business, and promote other things that you think are relevant, and engage in your social media outlets with a more holistic platform that's been developed for you, that being BTR Community. So come on over. I no longer post on any others, mainstream or anything of that nature, social media network. I only do it here at BTR Community. So with that being said, join it, be a part of it. It's only $24 a year, and that is a way you can also support and keep the network going and growing, because this is what is happening. You actually, this is something that's been in the works and necessary for us all. So now we have it. Let's utilize it, and let's appreciate it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. And when you do that, you can save as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, and that you can do that with real money, one of the most perfect forms of money that there is, one of the most perfect forms of money that there is, that being the precious metals that was given to us all by the great creator for sustainable life. Without the precious metals, in so many ways, particularly silver, there would be no human existence on this planet. Sorry, it just wouldn't happen. Very, very important. Most people don't know that. So it is where the real value is, and it is much more than just a piece of jewelry and just a shiny inanimate object. I mean, a shiny adamant object. It is actually it has a very, very high frequency. It is basically everything that the great creator makes is a living entity in some form. It's a living species. So engage in some of that, and by you actually doing that, you will be back on the great creator's ecosystem in a value in money. So many things that it does, you need to know. Also, coming up this weekend, this Saturday, is going to be July the 1st. We're having our Control Your Wealth seminar here in Dallas, Texas. Come on down to Dallas, and if you're not able to come to Dallas, you could do it online. With us, you could go to the Eventbrite platform and hit in controlyourwealth.com. Eventbrite.com, and just click in Control Your Wealth seminar. That is going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint. It is going to be July the 1st, 2017, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Is going to be at the Central Library, Dallas Public Library, 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. Come on down. It's going to be hosted by myself, and Prosperity Mint is sponsoring it all. And when you're there, you're going to be give a great introduction will be given to you by Prosperity Mint about some of the things that's going on in the world, what you need to know that you can't talk about on the radio. Also, there will be Trust and Foundations, 1 hour of Trust and Foundations, why that's so important. One of the reasons why a lot of us have some of the financial problems was we had because we are not properly structured. And Legacy Wealth Management Group will get you structured correctly and to at least tell you how to be structured correctly. And if you want to be structured correctly, they will do that for you as well. And there will be a fee attached to that, of course. But it's Trust and Foundations will be for 1 hour. Very, very important. The last group that came down to Dallas in March, they were actually stunned by the information. It made all kinds of sense. Things came together, and it was a wow factor beyond compare. And those individuals that were engaged in it are completely happy and satisfied that they did, because now they're in much more of a position of advantage. They pretty much understand why Donald Trump doesn't release his taxes and why Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes. They get it, because now they do too. And there's a proper way to do everything. So that's one of the ways. And also, there's going to be how to obtain precious metals. There's going to be the precious metals class that will be given by Prosperity Mint. Then there will be the debriefing about other opportunities that you should be engaging in going forward, and some of the other streams of income that you can create that will benefit you, your family, and the overall community. Gave a seminar this weekend. It's very, very important. We have to start focusing on what we control, what we invest in, and what we leverage. All of that has to be in together. There needs to be an economic development plan before there can be any Jordans, any Mercedes, any Lexus, any million-dollar house. There has to be, or any form of crazy debt. There has to be an economic development first and foremost. So this is what we will be doing, and looking forward to doing that with you all. If you're not going to be coming to Dallas, you still can sign up. If you want to do it online, what you have to do is a little different. You just have to go to info@prosperitymint.com. If you like to use Visa, MasterCard, debit card, whatever it is that you, American Express, whatever it is that you want to use, you can use that as well for payment, or payment by PayPal, which is ever more convenient for you. But you need to go to info@prosperitymint and just say you would like to be a part of this weekend seminar. And the fee, the overall ticket fees for those that are coming is for single tickets is $300. For couples is $550. Online is $300 as well. So be a part of it. It's going to be phenomenal. You will learn much, but everything that you will learn will definitely, definitely benefit you and your family and our overall community. So engage in that. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Trade Coin Club, our cryptocurrency, then definitely doing real well in there, even though the cryptocurrency is going down. I love that it's going down. So that the proper things is a great opportunity. We said it was going to be going down, and it went down, and it's going to continue to bounce back and forth, and it's just going to continue to stair step. It's going to make higher lows and higher highs, in my opinion. So that's what I'm engaging in. So if you would like to do some of that, doing really, really well, you can go to ourcryptocurrencies.com, ourcryptocurrency.com, and join there. And once you join, I will know, and I will send you some information to set up your account and everything else. So that is what we got going on there. So let's jump into what's in the news. There's a lot of things that are in the news. Let me just make sure. Let me check. I think, yes. 1 second, everyone. Okay, great. Before we get into the news, we have one of our, to me, is one of our special, you all are very special, but one of our very, very special listeners and just sisters and family members from Tando Radio Show family is listening right now, and I want to bring her up and talk about a couple of things that's very, very important. So please give her your undivided attention. You've heard her before. It's my sister, Jada. Jada, are you there? Give her a second to unmute herself. VP, you there?
Hello? Hello, Brother Dave.
Jada, what's going on? Yeah, we perfectly can hear you perfectly.
Hi, Brother Scotty.
What is going on? How are you?
I'm fine. I can't complain.
Good to hear. Good to hear your voice. How's the family? How's everyone doing?
Everybody's doing fine. I know you and I had a spoke, and I had did my GoFund page about my son Michael.
Yes.
And basically, the reason why you and I had even discussed or talked about the issue is a lot of stuff we keep private, or we keep our private lives private. And when you had said, you know, you were just like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a while, and that was because my older son Michael. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? I just knew. I said something is, you know, something is not right, because I hadn't heard from you guys. But what I mean by I hadn't heard from you, it wasn't just your voice. It wasn't just you and VP's voice. But when I heard Will, it was just something. I could hear something in his voice. And then not only that, by not hearing from you all spiritually, I knew something was awry. Something was, you know, that needed our attention. And then when we called and you finally told me, that's what it, you know, that was what I was picking up. And I sincerely, sincerely thank you for sharing. And I wanted you to come on and talk to about your son, Michael, what's going on and what happened and what is it that we can do to assist you all with Michael's condition. So if you would, Sister Jada, as you were about to do, tell us what's happening with your son, how old your son is and everything else, and what has transpired in the past couple of weeks.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, the incident that had transpired is he was diagnosed with, in March, something called germ cell cancer. And the interesting thing about it is a lot of times we have pains in our body and we kind of don't pay attention to it, or we ignore it, even with our children. And I thought it was just growing pains because it was in his groin area. It is tumor cancer, or, you know, they'll find tumors. It can be in any part of the body. There's no particular part of the body that it discriminates. But in my son's case, it was actually in his left testicle area. Now, when he was younger, 6 years ago, he had surgery in that area. They had removed the testicle. They said there was no, they checked the cell. They said it was, there was nothing wrong with it. Long story short, he was diagnosed with something called Prader-Willi syndrome. And then that is when your brain doesn't tell the rest of your body when to stop eating. So usually they eat themselves to death. So with that,
wow. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's one in either 1,500 children, 12 to 1,500 children. It's very rare. And they usually, even if they're small statured or if, or their food is controlled, if there's no one there to control their eating, they will actually binge to the point where their stomach will burst open and they'll die.
Wow.
Because their brain doesn't. Yeah, that in and of itself has been a journey. Besides, developmental delays and those type of issues, but I bless the great creator because he's brought Michael a long way and so far. So he was in school and the nurse had called and the nurse was like, "Well, your son is having a problem down there." He said his groin hurts. And I said, "Well, give him an ice bath." I said, "That's what I usually tell him." I said, because it's his private area. I'm not even going to go there with you with it. So she was like, okay. So 20 minutes, she called back. And she said, he's doubled over. And I said, he'll be okay. Try to get him on the bus. That was my whole thing about it. Like, Michael's being dramatic. So then his teacher called. I said, wait a minute, hold up. I said, his teacher called. I said, Mr. Case, what's good? And he was like, well, Michael's doubled over. And he's in the chair. And I said, well, can you get him on a bus? And he was like, no. I said, okay. So I said, let me see what I could do to get up to the school to come get him. Long story short, I get up to the school, and he's in the wheelchair, and I said, can you get up? He says, no. I said, okay, well, I'm going to take you to urgent care. Taking the urgent care, they don't deal with issues of the stomach. So the nurse says, well, what's wrong with him? I said, well, he's having bad abdominal pain. So I said, okay. So I took him to Kenistone Hospital. Kenistone Hospital does a CT scan. He had to, drink this stuff, and it goes through the body Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
And it goes through the body to see if there's any issue. It's like a dye, so to speak, in the body.
Yes.
So it got to his groin area, and they said that his appendix was inflamed. And then they said that his appendix might have burst. The doctor wasn't sure. So I said, okay. So then he noticed a huge, where his left testicle would have been, something in there, but he wasn't know if it was fluid or whatever. So they took it. He said, well, we're going to take him to Eggleston, which is the children's hospital in Atlanta, Scottish Rite. Scottish Rite does... The doctor comes in. He's actually a GI specialist. He deals with the intestines and stuff. So he comes in and he says, well, it looks like his small intestine may have fallen into his groin area. And I said, okay. He said, we're going to do surgery first thing in the morning. So before they did the surgery, they gave him another scan. And then that morning, I think it was just me and him because I think my husband had to work. So he goes in. And that afternoon, he comes back out, and then he says, well, I did, he said the appendix was, sick, but he said that wasn't the issue. He said, I noticed there was pressure on the right vein of the right testicle. There was pressure there, and it looked like something was pushing on it. Then there was pressure on his kidney. And that's where the pain was coming from because the tumor was actually laying on the kidney, and that's why he was doubled over in pain. And he said, but something told me to lift up the small intestine because it was low. And he said, that's where I found the mass tumor, and it was the size of an orange. And then I said, oh, wow. So he said, I did the 4 incisions, one by the groin, one above the belly button, and one on the side. Then he said, I didn't want to break open the tumor because I didn't know.
No.
If it was sick.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. So he had a scar from the top of his belly button going down almost towards his groin area. So I said, okay, it doesn't look too bad. So long story short, he showed me, he gave me the picture of, he said, you want to see a picture of it? I said, yeah. So he shows me the picture. I said, wow, that was in him? And he was like, yeah, and it was huge. So he's like, well, I'm going to get back to you, and I'm going to call the oncologist to see. I said, oncologist? I said, for what? He said, to see whether or not it's cancerous. I said, oh. And I said, well, all right, great creator, you got this. I know it's not cancerous. That's what I said in my head. So then a few days later, I get a call from Dr. Olson, and Dr. Olson said, I'm the oncologist at Eggleston. And I said, okay. And he said, the tumor that the other doctor had taken out of my, it was cancerous. And I said, oh, snap, what? Then he says to me, we need to get you in next week. So I sit down with him the following weekend, and I said, well, what's the resolve? I said, what do we do? So then he says, well, we got to do chemo. I said, I don't want chemo. I said, my dad had chemo. My dad died of throat cancer. I said, I don't want it. And then he says, well, I understand what you're saying, but this type of germ cancer spreads throughout the body quickly, very quickly. And then I said, well, can it wait until he finishes school? He said, no, not at all. I said, wow, okay. He said, we need him as soon as possible. So I told his teachers and everybody, and they were very supportive and very helpful. And so my husband was like, well, what do we do? I said, well, we just got to trust God. I said, I don't know what to do. And with him, he kind of held it in. You know what I'm saying? Men are very funny. They're not very, vocal with what they go through. They just kind of tough it out and be like, hey, it is what it is. And he kind of held it in. And then we were kind of, biting at each other. But I said, look, we can't win like that. We got to be on one accord. We got to get on one page with this. So we did, and then the following week, it was like we had to go to the doctor every single week because they had to run tests. They were running tests for to see if it spread to his lymph nodes, to see if it spread to his kidneys, and to see if it spread to the heart and the brain. So they were giving him tests and everything, so we were running back and forth to the hospital. And then from then on, I went right back into to see the oncologist, Dr. Olson. Dr. Olson said, this is the treatment. We're going to be giving him chemo every Friday, and then, the first Friday, and then you're going to have to be in the hospital for a week. So it was like Friday, I'd take a break. It was just like it would be that one Friday, then it was every Friday, and then a week, and then every Friday, then a week, and then so he basically said it was a series of 9 weeks, but really it's really longer than 9 weeks,
right?
And the process and all that stuff, and then the blood. Then so the chemo started to change him, and I said, okay, great creator, what do? I started looking into healthful things like I cut out all sugars. No sodas, no drinks, just water.
Yes.
Alkaline water. I gave him nothing but green vegetables. He was irritated and frustrated. He would cry. When he was frustrated, he would cry and be like, oh, my body hurts. Or, the chemo would make him very tired. I asked a lot of questions with the nurses. My attitude was very positive, so they were kind of shocked. Like, how come you're not crying and all this? I said, I didn't have time for that. I said, I just, to get him through what he needed to get through, I needed to be positive. So that's how we dealt with it. We laughed a lot. We prayed. We ate and different things like that, but we had healthy foods and no sugars. And like I said, and no non-GMO foods. I had to start going to the health, going to the Whole Foods, but ooh wee.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Expensive.
Yes.
Woo, I said, wow, this is something else. And the reason why I came on the radio even to tell my story, not for myself, but when I went into the hospital, I didn't expect to see so many children of every color of the spectrum, from white to brown to the Asian, just everybody. And I'm like, oh my God, this is hitting everybody. It's not just, us as folk or whatever. It was everybody. And there's sometimes, like, Michael never saw me break down. I think my husband saw me break down once, and I just stood in the corner and I cried to see young girls lose all their hair. And they were, but these young kids are so resilient, and this food is killing our kids. I've never seen anything like it. It is. If it didn't happen to me, and which I never thought that it would happen to me, even though my father had throat cancer. And the interesting thing about that was they didn't even know where it came from. He didn't smoke cigarettes. You know, he just went to work and whatever. So for him to get throat cancer and for me to see him die of radiation and chemo, it killed me. You know what I'm saying? It was 2 years ago, in April 15th. And then my son and then my older sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I said, what is this foolishness? I said, what is going on with this, with the food and the air? And I said, this is ridiculous. And there were so many people that I met, who had, blood cancer and leukemia and sickle cell and all this and dealing with brain cancer. And I mean, they were removing people's limbs. And when I saw that, I think that's what really did it. When I met the one young lady, she said her son, same issue with Michael, was in pain, but it was in his knee. And she said the tumor was right between the joint and the where you bend your knee, and he couldn't even move his leg. So they had to remove the whole leg. And I just was, you know, like, wow, this is crazy. From babies, like, a couple of months old. And so we really have to, as people, and I'm not even talking about, I'm just talking about people with feelings and people who love other people just for creator's sake, that God put love in us. You know what I'm saying? That we have to really be more attentive to our family members. You know, if there's anything different, notice if there's anything different about them. And I'm not promoting, you know, chemotherapy, but if it's necessary at that moment, if you could do both homeopathic and chemo, do it. Because you know, you have people who stand in there whose kids are actually dying, and I'm like, wow, I lost my son, and I'm like, wow. So you even got to hold it together for somebody else, because they're actually have one or two kids battling with the same issue. So that's mind-boggling to me. Like, there's this woman up there, she lost her son. Then her daughter was up there, and I'm just standing there like, I just said, wow, God. I said, just, you know, for her to be so strong, you know. So it's everybody, and they're stripping the foods of the trace minerals and the things that they need so their body can restore. Like, the body is so amazing that your body can rebuild cells. You know, when I started looking at Dr. Sabi, and he said that this one lady had her thyroid removed, and the body, the treatment that he gave her, the thyroid replaced itself and actually grew. I mean, that flipped my head back. I said, what? You know, but it's expensive. So that's why I put the crowdfunding page up there to help my
son's body. Hold on, Jada. We're gonna come back, because we're gonna go to the commercial break. Okay. And when we come back, we're gonna talk about this and how we all can help. And I tell you, Emmanuel is just that. Emmanuel, the great creator among us.
Hey, Dave.
And
there's
we
no
are
going
to be here.
There's no break to the
yes,
top
go ahead,
of the
Scott.
Hour. There's no break to the top.
Oh,
of the
that's
hour.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Jada.
Brother Scotty, how are you?
I'm sorry about that, Jada. Okay, there is no break. I don't know why I was thinking that it was a break. I don't know why.
No, you're fine. Because I was talking forever. I'm sorry.
No. It wasn't that. I don't know why. I just went back, because we used to do that, and I was like, well, I just saw the time, and I said, because I don't want you to go too far. And listen, everyone, before we go any further, we're going to talk about the crowdfunding for Michael Emmanuel, and he is a true Emmanuel, the great creator among us. That's what Emmanuel means. And if you have any questions or comments for Sister Jada, feel free to call in. And we're going to talk about now, Jada. So Jada, there was a GoFundMe campaign. Tell us about the GoFundMe campaign so that we could support Michael, and then, you know, Michael can come back and do all the things that he's going to be doing and support us in our community, yes. Support us in our overall prosperity. So, Jada, tell us about the GoFundMe campaign that is going on, and we're going to do above and beyond what's asked, and we're going to thoroughly be behind you and be with Michael and be with you and the rest of the family through this whole thing, because this is really something that we're all going through in so many different ways, and it's so, so true. But Jada, tell us about the GoFundMe campaign.
I put the GoFundMe page up on because it is so well needed. Like we said, that, you know, the health food industry is up under attack itself, and it has to, the process that it has to go through, even just to put the health food out here and different things of that nature, it is expensive. They don't make anything cheap, but the interesting thing that society will do is they'll, you can get a burger for a dollar that has no vitamins or nutrients in it, but when it comes to something that's that has nutritional value, they hike it up on purpose. So, you know, working
it is
beyond gouging when you pay like $4 or $5 for a piece of broccoli, organic broccoli or something like that. Even though I did go to Kroger's also because they have the local farmers, which really does help. I did go to the Kroger's and some also Publix. Like I get Tommy Lee's non-GMO tomatoes, and I think they're actually based in Alabama, you know, and they do have other farmers, but it is unreal. So when you're I stay home with my children just for the simple fact that my older son is special needs, and he required a lot of attention, and for me to even go up to the schools, and that, like I said, a long story, but I just wanted to make sure that he was getting the attention he needed to mature and go into mainstream on the level he needs to be, because people don't understand, you know, when you're not attentive to your children, they will go astray and they will go another direction. So you should be their first teacher. I tell my kids all the time, you know, I'm your first teacher. Everybody else comes second, right? Because I'm the one who had you. You know, I know you better than anyone else. And then, but the GoFundMe page is gofundme.com/@SUY5P-3500. And I know my son's body requires trace minerals, nutrients, and vitamins, and the trace minerals themselves are very, 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 very expensive. So that's why I did the GoFundMe page. I did it for him and just to help him emotionally, because it sucks everything out of you. I mean, it even changed his chemo changes your color. I mean, he says to me this morning, I'm standing there, and he says, "Ma," and I'm like, "Yeah," and he was like, "Is my hair going to ever grow back?" I said, "Yeah, I don't know when, Michael." And he says, "I'm tired of being bald." And I said, "I understand." And I mean, and that was the only thing I could say to him, you know, and where they had to put the port, and I blessed the great creator, because this Thursday he gets that port out. That port was, gave him such a trial in and of itself, because they actually have to do surgery to put that port in. So now right. He gets it taken out. So it's like, he says to me, "I'm tired of being poked and cut." I said, "I understand." I said, "I'm so sorry." You know, and I said, I cannot say I understand how you feel. And, but a lot of times he would express himself and he would just cry. And I said, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm hurting. Like my whole body's hurting. I'm nauseous." You know, or some, you know, he would hold his head. It gives you migraines. It gives you diarrhea. I mean, it just, yeah, it got ugly sometimes. And, you know, many times that I had to get up in the middle of the night, and he, you know, had you know, peed on himself, and I'm like, "Man, this is crazy. The stuff they pump you with, you can't even pronounce the name." Like I said, his he got sores, he bruised, and I'm like, where did you get that? And he was like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, okay. I said, it must be from the chemo, you know. And sometimes he would just wake up and say, Ma, I feel sick, get the nurse. Or, you know, and one time he had inclusion. This is how negligent, this is why we as parents really do have to be our child's advocate. The nurse was doing the chemo, and his port, they had to redo it twice, like put the needle in the port. So the second time, I noticed there was a little leakage, and I said, okay. So the nurse says to me, she gives him the first chemo, and then I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if that needle is not in correctly, I said, is that actually getting on his skin? And I said, because if the chemo gets on his skin, it's going to kill it, right? So she says, yeah. And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, you know, and I'm like, hey, lady, don't even play with this thing. So then my friend was there, whose son, he had leukemia. So I looked at her, and I said, okay. So I went to go make my son a salad. They have a kitchen there. So I went to, and I said, when I come back, I said, if it doesn't look right, you're going to take it out. So then she was just like, no, it's going to be okay. I said, it's not going to be okay. And I said, you're going to take it out, and we're not doing chemo, or you're going to have to do it another way. So she looked at me, and I left, and I went and handled his business, came back. So I sat down, I put up a stool, and I sat down, and I'm looking at his chest, and his chest was getting bigger and bigger, and I said, oh, my God. So I went to go press the stop button. I pressed the nurse button first, and as I went to go press on the machine, all that chemo was enlarged in his arm. And then I said, wow. So then she says, everything's going to be okay. I said, get a doctor. I don't even want to hear anything. Basically, you got to say. I said, that is not going throughout his body. That is under his skin. I said, you need to do something about that now. So she gets on the doctor chewed her out. I heard the doctor chewing her out. She said, what were you doing? And so she starts stuttering. So-and-so, because she understood how serious that it was at that moment. And she was like, well, who caught it? She said, the mom did. She said, I'm coming up right now. She, I don't even know where she was in the hospital. Within 2 minutes, she was up in the room. The next day, they had like 6-7 doctors in there, and they were like, oh, they were just like it. So long story short, they had Michael there. They had, within an hour or so, they had to get an antidote because that chemo was actually the poisonous chemo that was under his skin. That would have deadened all that. So I held him down. I said, are you okay? He said, I'm okay. He said, I don't want them to stick me. I said, baby, you got to get it done. I said, because, you know, and it was actually 5 needles. So they actually had 5 nurses come in, and I held his feet. One of the other nurses, you know, held his arm up. And then they were just like, they placed the needles there, and they were just like, 1, 2, 3, and they all pressed it one time. And then, you know, it was still swollen the next day. So I told him, I said, I don't want them using the port. So she said, we won't. So they had to get an IV team. IV team comes up, and actually he had to get the chemo through the blood. They don't require it because the veins are all that chemo in the vein, it could do damage to the vein. So it was just like, I said, okay, Most High God, I said, you really going to have to calm me down so I don't get too out of sorts. So the next day, all the doctors were in there, and she was just like, yeah, she said, it looks really good today. She said, it looked horrible yesterday. And she was talking to the other doctors, and she said, so some of them were interns, and then some of them, I knew the majority of the doctors because they would always come in. So the one that had actually came up, she wanted to see him personally. And she was just like, yeah, she said, I wanted to make sure that he was okay. And I said, yeah, I said, I appreciate that. And then the other doctor was just like, yeah, it looks pretty good. And I mean, it's just crazy. It became so included, meaning that it just would pile up and pile up. And that nurse, she got out of there like quick fast, because she saw my face, and I just looked at her, and I kept telling her, I said, something is wrong. And she was like, no, no, no. I was just like, look, okay. And then Nurse Ann, she's you always have that one that's very thorough, and she was the one that was thorough. She was just like, I want to work on Michael. She said, and she wasn't even his nurse. And she was just like, she told the other nurse, she was just like, I got this. She actually was the one who dismissed the other lady because she was like, this is my baby right here. And she came in. It was her and the other five nurses. And she was just like, well, you know, she said, we had to give him that antidote so it wouldn't kill his muscle and kill all the cells in that one spot. And I said, wow. So, yeah, it was just, you know, anybody, you know, just make sure your body is alkaline. I don't, you know, even if you yourself have to do crowdfunding pain just for yourself just to eat healthy, it's worth it because, like I said, the poison, I mean it's still not out his system, you know, and his last chemo was June 16th, which was, you know, not too long ago, but, you know, when they came in and they were just like, so they gave him his chemo, they gave him a CT scan, and they said, well, we hadn't found any cancer. And I said, oh, thank you. And then she said, this is the last day. I said, so I don't have to come back for another week? And she said, no. I said, oh, my God, because if they would have still had to do the chemo, I would have had to go for another week. And I really, I was wore out. I was overly done with it. So for any parent or just anybody, and the funny thing is, even if it's back pain or leg pain or any type of pain in your body, please pay attention to it and just get it checked out, and or just start eating differently than what you normally eat. Stay away from those greasy foods. They're horrible. It got like I was cooking my son three meals a day. I was making him spinach, I was making them kale, I was making, the nurses used to say, oh my God, it used to smell, it was, what are you making, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm making him kale, or I'm making him spinach, or I'm making him, they'll say, oh my God, or it would be fresh chicken or whatever, and I would cut it up, but it was no starches or anything like that. I stayed away from, not unless it was an organic pie. I did make him an organic spaghetti. And he was just so happy about that. Like, ooh, I get a pasta. Like, ooh. But, yeah, it's, oh, man. I wouldn't, what I went through or anybody else goes through, I wouldn't wish on anybody. It was just really that, it was just really tough. And I think, like I said, the toughest part wasn't even with my situation because I gave my son to the great creator. I let him handle it. But to see the hopelessness in people's face and the despair, like, oh my God, is my child going to make it? You just have to give it to the great creator because he knows what to do with it. I didn't know what to do because if everything was in my hands and I was, you know, worrying about it and putting stress on it, you know, don't get me wrong, emotionally still, you still got to allow yourself to go through the emotions, but actually giving it your energy, I didn't. I couldn't because it would take the life out of you. And I think that's what,
right,
you know, this world wants you to be like, oh, you know, oh, well, it is what it is. And even if the results would have been negative, I still would have been, I would have been hurt, but I would have been okay because great creator knows what he's doing. You know, we as folk, we don't know what we're doing. Everything we touch turns to, I use that word.
So true. And JD, you know, real quickly, before we listen, everyone, the GoFundMe campaign is www.gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. That was phonetically. And if you are in BTR community, I posted it on our page. The Tando Radio Show page is there. And you see this gorgeous spirit of Michael Emmanuel just smiling, and is this was just 10 days ago. His last chemo was 10 days ago. So we're definitely going to be here in support. If you have any questions or comments for Jada, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Of course, let's support the GoFundMe campaign. Jada, we're going to talk right after the show. And it's for us, and we're gonna talk to you off air, and some things that we're gonna be doing with you all. And so, if you'd like to any questions or comments for Jada, just give us a call, 866-510-9025. And we want to, and we're going to support Michael Emmanuel to ensure that he is able to get the nutrition in the body so that the body can reproduce and the white blood cells can be stronger and the body can fight off all forms of cancer and all forms of funguses and all forms of other things. There's some things, some life-changing things that need to be done in us all. But right now we're going to be focusing on Michael with the emphasis of all making a commitment collectively to be doing this for ourselves. We don't need health care. We need health cures, the things that the great creator has established that cures pretty much everything. And there are some things that we're going to be doing with Jada, and this will be a great time for us to learn and to do the things that are necessary so that we can grow from this together and seek out the actual solutions to the things that actually plague us in today's society. You could start with one thing and grow from there. And this is where I'm making my stance, and I would love for you to join us. This is where Jada and Will are making their stance. This is where Michael is making their. And this is just something, this is something we all are going to have to deal with individually, personally, in all forms, in all fashions. How we deal with it is the most important thing. It is the most important thing. What is our response going to be? So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Jada, question. I have a question for you myself. Oh, man. I don't even know where to begin other than to say thank you for being the warrior that you are, the wife that you are, the mother that you are, the friend that you are. And you are a beacon for Michael. You're a beacon for yourself. And I know during this time it's more than difficult, beyond anything that I can even express. But I just want to say I admire you so much. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate Will so much that the appreciation is such a beautiful thing that Michael has, and we have, and you have, and Will has the strongest support group that anyone could ever have, regardless of any resources. Don't worry about that. The great creator will provide, as always has been provided, either way. So I just want to say to you, sister, in going through this, you have learned much, but you have strengthened even beyond it all. And I know that Michael appreciates you. I know that you were a beacon for all of the other people with their children that were there in the hospital just 10 days ago. Just want to know, sister, how is Michael doing right now? And we got Sister Davis is on air too. So after you answer that, we'll go to Sister and Brother Davis if we have time before the commercial break. If not, we'll go right to Sister and Brother Davis right after this. How is Michael? How are you doing? How is Will doing? How are you all doing right now? Could you give us a status update of everything from everyone right now?
Yes, Brother Dave, thank you so much. Thank you for all the love and the kind words. It's so appreciated. I'm very grateful. We're all doing fine. You know, I still keep up with his health. He just got back from camp. He had gone to camp. It was called Camp Sunshine. He had a great time. The hospital funds a camp for kids with cancer, and he made a lot of friends, and he enjoyed himself. And they also have a garden, and they make compost, and he rode a horse, and he pet a llama. I mean, he was so excited just to go to the camp and met the Georgia Bulldogs. And, I mean, it was just really a beautiful thing, and it just kept his spirits up. He's doing great. I just keep positive. Just positive energy, praying with him.
Right.
He always says, "Ma, can you pray?" I say, "Yeah, I pray." And he'll say, "Okay, Ma," and I'll pray with him. William is doing great. He's just glad to see that his son is doing so much better. And I know it was a lot for when he would come up and visit and just see him. And like he, you know, it depend on what hour he'd get his chemo, and he would get his chemo. And that 1 minute Michael would be talking, and like 2 minutes after he'd be out for hours. And he would say, "Just tell Michael I'll see him tomorrow." And I'd be like, "Okay." But he's doing so much better. I think when I had called him and I told him, I said, "Babe, guess what?" I said, "We're done." And he said, "Done what?" I said, "We're done with you." He said, "Yo!" He was so happy. He was like, "Oh man!" He was like, "That is great news." He said, "Thank you, God!" And he was just so ecstatic. So, and his brother and his sister are so happy because it affected them, and they didn't
of
even
course.
Know. You know, it was just like my daughter. When it first happened, I was combing her hair, and I said, "I got to go to the hospital with Michael." She said, "Mama, I think there's something you're not telling me. I think Michael's a little sicker than what you're leading, and I don't appreciate you not telling me the truth." So I was like, "Oh, man." So I had to tell her. And so now she's like, is that germ out of his body?" I said, "I believe the germ is out of his body." She said, "Well, I believe that God could do all things, and I believe that germ is out of his body." So it was just, you know, I said, "Okay." So, yeah, everybody is doing fine, and I'm just grateful. I'm just so grateful.
And we are so grateful to you. And so we got Brother Davis or Sister Davis is on the line. We have 7 minutes before the commercial break. If you'd like to, if you have any questions or comments for Jada, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. This is the most important thing. Each other. We all are. You are. We are. This is where our energy should be going, to build something that's more sincere than the falsehoods that have been created around us. So Brother or Sister Davis is in queue. Brother or Sister Davis, I believe is Brother Davis, but sometimes I'm surprised because we have the fortune of having Sister Davis jump in from time to time as well too. So Brother or Sister Davis, welcome, and Jada is here, and would love to hear from you all.
Hello, Jada. It's Brother Davis. How are you?
Hey, Brother Davis. Hey, Sister Davis. How are you guys doing? Nice to hear from you.
Some roller coaster that you must be on, but we do want you to know that we have compassionate hearts in your circumstance, and we will be making regular visits to the GoFundMe page as our resources allow us to, and hope.
Hello,
and meet him personally.
Wow,
yes.
I appreciate that. That would be awesome. I can't wait to meet you guys. I really can't. I know you guys know Atlanta, so we definitely have to meet up. And you know, because I love you guys. I know I had texted you guys a few days ago, but I figured that you know, I know you guys are, you know, travel all over the United States, so I know you know, things could be a little busy, but ain't nothing but love for you guys. I listen to your show, me and my husband, every Wednesday, not unless, you know, unforeseen circumstance, but man, it's a beautiful thing, and I be with my pen and my paper.
Well, I really appreciate that, Sister, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times we fail to realize how important a piece of information is until we try to recall it, and we cannot. And that's why I always encourage people to have a pencil and a piece of paper. And it's going, interestingly enough, Wednesday's show is dealing with the fiber of the physical body and its attachment to the cosmic laws of the universe. So it may be an excellent opportunity for you to maybe try to find an area where this show for this information could fit in. in the research that I've been doing, I've really had to break it down to the photon, but I didn't want to start there. I wanted to start with something that some people can identify with, which was the positive and the negative electrons that make up the nucleus of the molecules. So it's going to be a very interesting show, and it's going to take you to the whole concept of how we are connected to a greater regeneration and, should I say, a resurrection and, should I say, a sleep. And the reason why I say that is because our body is generating power cells every second. So the nutrients that we feed ourselves today, those actually will be the energy that will be circulating through our systems tomorrow. And Wednesday's show is going to have a lot of that information there. So once again, I hope you can join us, and do look for the Davis team on your fundraiser, because this is what we should be doing. And I thank you for the opportunity, sister. Thank you very much for your bringing to the family your circumstance. All right, Brother Dave. Thank you very much, man.
Brother Davis, and as Jada and we all know, thank you so much for Wise Wednesdays, and just which you know, it's so funny when you're doing a radio show, you don't see anyone. It's just like you're talking to absolutely no one. But your energy, your voice, your sincerity, and your love is conveyed, and it is healing in all that touch, in all that it touches. So thank you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, for that. So if you'd like to have any questions or comments for Jada, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Jada, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on. We're going to come back real quick. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, here's Dave calling back in. All right.
Sorry about that. Got knocked off real quick. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It is June the 26th, 2017, and on today's show, we have our sister Jada, and she's bringing us our beloved son, our beloved brother, Michael Emmanuel. Just some of the things that Michael is going through. Michael is defeating and has defeated cancer and had to go through a chemo trial, a very difficult chemo trial. And because of that, the expenses, as you all know, are very, very steep. just to so that Michael can regenerate, his body can regenerate, and the best way to regenerate the body is a wonderful miracle in itself. The great creator has allowed and has put into to the body the love that's necessary for it, for that love to be sustained for a very, very long time. The only thing is that once we have that gift, it's for us to preserve it and take care of it, and this is an opportunity for us to assist Michael in his overall nutritional requirements that are going to be a part of his overall recovery from the germ cell disease or cancer that has afflicted and affected him. And we want to be a part of the solution. And this is something that we all can do. And I would ask this. It was a while ago when Jada, I remember when Jada first called and into Tando Radio Show, and she was asking about food and the power of food and the importance of food. And I said, I already feel it, sister. You're already going to be doing that in so many ways. And you're going to be the expert of that. And that's what Jada is going to be. And I think that is very, very important for us to all build our overall expertise in rebuilding our body, nourishing our body, giving our body the rebuilding tools and the rebuilding format for long prosperity. And it starts with the sun, starts with the water, starts with our food, it starts with our energy, how we resonate, and it trickles all the way down into our attitude and so many, so many things. So this is something that we all can engage in with Michael Emmanuel, and that will also build our individual selves. So go to the GoFundMe campaign for Michael Emmanuel. And once again, that GoFundMe campaign, and you'll see that big smile and that big sincere smile as he looks at, I'm not sure who took the picture, but whoever took the picture, Michael is absolutely in love with. And it's an amazing, amazing picture. Handsome, handsome young man. And it's GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com/SUY, the number 5, the number P, and the letters are lowercase. SUY, the number 5, the letter P, -3500. And the goal for the GoFundMe campaign is $3,500. We're going to exceed that. And this was created today by Jada, and we are going to support you, Jada. I know that the Wren family will, and I know that many that listen to the Tando family will as well. So in so many different ways. So I truly, truly do appreciate Jada.
Yes.
When just the overall prognosis, what was the medical what did they say? What were the doctors saying was a part of the future for Michael's condition, or what some of the things that they suggested that needed to be to change, or what advice or what instructions or prescriptions were given to you? Because I know the prescriptions are pretty lengthy, and the cost for those prescriptions are just exorbitant. What did the doctors prescribe for him to be taking now, and what did they advise for him to do as well?
Well, some of the things he was taking was like when you take when you do the chemotherapy, you take some of the names are just so ridiculous.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It was something that he was taking, but don't worry about it.
He was taking three medicines, and they were all the two medicines that he were taking were for extreme. It makes you really, really nauseous to the point where your head spins, and he would actually stand there and just hold his head. And then the other one was so he wouldn't get pneumonia. So it was like a and he was always coughing up, and I'm like, why are you phlegmy like that? And I guess it was because of, you know, his body would, you know, was trying to fight, or he would get a cold or something like that. Because one time he was sick, and I told the nurse, I said, he's not feeling very well. And then she said, oh, well, that happens when, you know, they take the chemo, because the chemo doesn't just single out just the cancer cells, it singles out all cells. So I said, oh, so she, you know, he was starting to catch cold, runny nose and stuff like that. So yeah, just in general, things were very expensive because I had to stay in the hospital and, you know, pay for my, you know, before I started cooking, had to pay for the, they don't, you know, pay for us. They pay for, you know, they'll help the children. But
Michael,
us, you know, it's like we're on our own. So, you know, whether it was transportation, taking the bus back and forth, you know, and taking the train and stuff, all that became, you know, very expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, car fare, gas, just anything. You know, it was out of pocket. It was expensive, and it was only by his grace that we were able to do that. You know, just people who that I knew from the former church that I was going to, and I had told them, and they would even come up and, you know, help feed, you know, like give us plates and stuff like that. And my sister would help, you know, sometimes she would alternate, and I, you know, sometimes we would have it, and, you know, sometimes we wouldn't. And I said, well, okay, great creator, I don't have it. And some way, shape, or form, he would actually provide it. And sometimes I would just sit there and cry, like, you just truly are amazing, because no man can do what God can do. I'm telling you.
No.
And I wish a lot of people would get that or understand that, because the stuff that I've been through, or, and I don't mean to, you know, I get a little emotional, whatever, because I still can't believe, like, this happened. And
Sarah is a fifth grade teacher. When it comes,
that's the crazy part about it. It can happen to anybody. It did. This foolishness doesn't single. It's not like, oh, you're gonna get it, I'm gonna skip you. I mean, you. Nah, I'm not. Yeah, I like you. I'm not gonna get. You know. So it's anyone can get it. Any one person. So we really do. When our bodies truly are our temple, and we do have to govern it as it a holy ground, and we don't. A lot of times we put anything in it. We smoke. We you know, I even tell the young girls that I speak to, or young boys that I speak to, you know, govern your body, and because it's the only body you have, you know, don't why are you smoking that? Why are you putting that in your system? Do you know that when you smoke, your lungs become black? You know, you can't breathe. You have asthma. You have breathing problems. Don't do that. Or I'll even tell the young people, until you find your right mate, don't sleep around as STD. You know, why are you going to do that? You know, you don't know what you're actually laying down with. You don't, because when you lay down with a dog, you're definitely going to get some fleas. So govern yourself. You can wait. You know, it's not that deep. Just govern yourself. And I even teach my kids, you know, why do you want to eat that? Or why were you don't even know, do you know what's in it? I mean, I got to the point where with Michael reads labels. Ma, don't buy that. Even with ramen noodles, because we were ramen noodles, you know, I enjoyed them until you find out that they spray them with a chemical that causes cancer, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. All of that,
yeah.
And the MSG, and yeah, so it's like
toxic food on top of toxic food on toxic. The air is toxic. The water is a cumulative effect, and the body is so strong that it's able to endure for so long. But the force multipliers that with everything else, it becomes difficult, and it becomes a place where you start to have a growing, and which you said is so true. Know your body. Know what's going on with it. Treat it and try to feed it right. And this is why, you know, Jada, just in listening, This is why the only solution that is going to come is if we design it. If we design it, the only solution comes from us. And it's not a matter where we should be looking at it that is impossible to do from looking from the standpoint that you haven't reached to where you want to go right now. That's why you walk. That's why you run. That's why you invest forward to where you're going. That's why you give your energy that way. If we don't, everything will remain the same as what it is doing right now. The only thing that's going to change any and everything is us, and it starts with us individually, which you know, Jada, and this is something that we all, I know that I'm looking forward to continuous seeing the great results that Michael will be going through as he makes this transformation in this physical realm as to what is harmful and what is productive, and he's going to be able to give back to all those young people that he that are at those in that situation, to give that hope, give that energy, give that love, so that they too could go on that same journey, Jada. And we're here as parents to actually support you as well.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave. I mean, the love that you guys give is just so awesome, you know. And I love just the focus. We talk about the issue, but then there's always a solution to the issue, and that's always the biggest thing. And the world doesn't focus on solutions; it just focuses on the problem. And you know. And it was funny, I was even talking to my husband, William, and I said, William, what do we do as people, you know, just between husband and wife conversation. And he said, well, it always starts at home. You know, whatever you put, you got to put something in your children to get something out. And yeah. It's funny, you know, I sit down with them, and a lot of times we don't focus on the mindset, you know. You know, we just teach about the everyday, but mm-hmm. I sit down with my kids and I said, let's focus on our mindset, changing our mindset, because if our mindset is of this world, then we're not going to be able to produce what the great creator wants us to produce. But if we have the mindset of the great creator, which is life, I said, we'll be able to give life. So they were like, for real, mommy? I'm like, yeah, that's just how life is. I said, you have to give life in order for life to continue. I said, but the world focuses on death, and they don't want to find a solution to the problem because it benefits them as a whole. So when I sit down and I teach them, I sit down and allow them to, I said, don't ever, you know, if sometimes your child or someone will say, oh, I want to be just like you. I said, no. I don't ever want you to be like me. I said, no. Be who the great creator. Yeah, I told my daughter. She said, mommy, I want to be. I said, no, you don't. You really don't. Because then you're not being at your best. Whatever,
right.
Whatever God has for you, he has for you, and allow him to cultivate that and birth it out. But if you want to be like me, that means you want to be a clone. No, you don't really want to be like me, because that was something to deal with. It just, you know, not too, you know, a few years back, and I had to. Let me put it this way, you know, if people don't even understand about being a human being, I really did have to become a human being, because my mindset was it was about me and all about me. Until the great creator started to talk to me and say, wait, hold up, I don't function on that level. It's not about you. It'll never be about you. And that is always my favorite saying, it is not about you. Why? Because if, you know, just like the word says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are, whether you want to realize it or not. Because if you can teach someone out of being, I don't want to use the, well, I'll use the word unhuman, or being of a lowly... you know, a beast, so to speak, then you're doing your job. Because I've seen, you know, we were at the pool and these two kids were fighting. Now, I'm fully clothed. My kids were in the pool. I jumped in the pool and I stopped the fight. Now, other parents were actually sitting there watching these two boys fight. And I said, whoa, I jumped in the pool. And I said, what's wrong with you guys? Well, he said, I said, it cannot be that deep. I said, both of y'all get out the pool now. The one little boy, he was so angry, so I took him to the side and I hugged him. I said, let me explain something to you. I used to be like you. I used to have anger just like you. I said, but that anger is death. I said, you need to get rid of it. So I hugged him, and he was just cutting up and this, that, and the third. So I asked the other boy, I said, get out the pool. I said, there's too much going on for us to be fighting. And I said, and you two are young boys. I said, he's your brother, whether you realize it or not. I said, cut the foolishness. I said, calm down. I said, get your energy under control. That's what I always tell him, get your energy under control. And I touched him right where his heart is. I said, get that under control. So he calmed down. I said, now you can shake hands. And they shook hands. I said, I don't ever want to see that. I said, the pool is for fun. I said, we came here for fun. I said, how do you get it in your mindset that it's okay to punch someone in the face because you didn't like the fact that he splashed water, then you should be on land. This is pool. I said, I think you got your understanding messed up. Mm-hmm. So long story short, it was just like, you know, we should all be in the mindset of being a parent. You know, I couldn't believe that no one jumped in the pool. And I said, whoa, I was like, I wasn't going to let them fight. And this is the mother walked over. Yeah. So the mother walked over to me. She says to me, thank you so much. I said, well, hey, I said, we're community, aren't we? She said, yeah, from that day on. And it's funny because she never spoke to me, and I used to always speak to her, and she would just walk past me. Now when I go past her apartment and she's sitting outside on her balcony, she says, hey. She goes out of her way. And I'm like, hi, how you doing? Good, how you been? I said, good to see you. And I keep it moving.
See, and that's the power. And it's so, you know, it's so... the strength of that is that those two young men will never forget that, nor will anyone else around. Because, see, that seems extreme, but what was being cultivated from this so-called society that we live in is brutally extreme. And this is why so many of us give in to these temptations that of being brutal, being uncaring, and that's what the system needs to produce in order for it to continue to be what it's always been. And by you jumping in, I'm just picturing you jumping in with your clothes on, and if I'm there, I stop and I look, my mouth drop, and I no longer notice that you jumped in with your clothes on because that's the obvious. But the thing is, why? Why? Because it is just that important that we reach back and start to save our children. You know, most people would have thought, did you jump in because a child was... I jumped in the pool with my clothes on because a child was drowning. But it was the same thing when you jumped in to break up the fight. Because we all been drowning. So it... Never ever forget. I'll never forget. I wasn't even there. Is powerful. That is what. That's the commitment that we need to reestablish our overall sincerity, our sincere prosperity, and our sincere, you know, self-determining sovereignty. So, Jada, I'm not surprised.
Oh.
I'm not surprised. But at all, this is who you are, and this is what we do. So, Jada, we are definitely going to be here. And let me just see if there's any other callers. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can give us a call before we get Jada gets back, because I wanted to get back to the family and to Jada. Also, make sure you get some time for yourself as far as.
Okay.
Realigning, regrounding, and make sure you're balanced, and make sure Will has that opportunity, and the children do as well, and Michael has that opportunity to have that rebalancing and that stabilizing themselves, and everyone does it differently. however it is that you do it, Jada, make sure that you do, because not only does Michael need you, you need you as well. So take those opportunities, either by however it is that you resonate with best, rebalance, it maintains your balance. Make sure you do those things. Make sure that you do. Don't deny yourself, because you have to be able to give back, but you have to recharge. You definitely, definitely, definitely have to do that, Jada. So, sister, I'm going to be pushing this every day on Tando Radio Show. The $3,500, because it's going to, and it's, you know, small things. If we all, there's over, I would much rather everyone just give $1 or $3 or $2, you know, one time, even if, you know, that is what we can, because there's many battles that we're going to fight, and cash is not the end all to everything, but this is actually something that is going to be used to get Emmanuel what it is that his body desperately needs in order to re-strengthen itself. So this is an opportunity for us to do this. And let me tell you something about what's so powerful about that. Those that give never go without. Those that give never, ever go without. This is why, you know, you always hear me say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Give one away. And this is an opportunity to sow great seed into a young man that deserves our love and our overall commitment, because Michael is going to do it for us as well. So, Jada, keep us abreast of everything.
Yes.
Tell, and if you would, if you and VP, I don't know if VP is home yet, if you would, give me a call right after the Tando Radio Show. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
If you have a moment.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sister. I said, yeah, if you have a moment, just do that. Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank everybody for just listening. That to me in and of itself is greatness. I'm grateful for everything. Everything. I think if we have that attitude of gratefulness just for breathing air, just for opening our eyes, just for being able to use our limbs, because there are so many people who are they can't do that. They can't breathe. They're on oxygen. They can't see. They're blind. They can't use their limbs to get up and walk. They have to have somebody to help them. So I'm so grateful that I have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak, and a body that moves. And we need to be grateful for the water that we drink, the air that we even, you know, breathe, just for the small, grateful. And I'm grateful for every person that had an ear to hear me. And I'm grateful for the Davises and every other person who, called in. I'm grateful for Scotty. I'm grateful for you and your family. If it weren't for you guys, this wouldn't be possible. So I'm grateful. The gratitude I have can't even express it. So I'm grateful, and I love you guys sincerely from my heart, and thank you. And that's for me,
yes,
and my husband William. So thank you.
Whoa. So Jada, much love and much respect. Yes, we will definitely listen. Everyone, I got to go into a commercial really quickly. Listening to Tando Radio Show. Scotty, if you would give me a minute. Jada, make sure you guys call me. And I will definitely be right there. I have to take care of something really quick. Jada, make sure you call me. You guys call me right after Tando Radio Show. Hey, everyone, I got to jump into a commercial break really quickly. Scotty, if you could just hold on to it for me, I'll be right back at the top of the hour. Give you a call.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, sister.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Scotty, if you... Okay, everyone, listen to the Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial. Thanks, Scotty. Hey, Scotty, I need just until the half hour. I got to make a phone call real quick, and then I'll be right back. You listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
What is your purpose here?
Well, my purpose here is to remind the African heads of state that there are 22 million of us in America who are also of African descent, and to remind them also that we are the victims of America's colonialism or American imperialism, and that our problem is not an American problem, it's a human problem. It's not a Negro problem, it's a problem of humanity. It's not a problem of civil rights, but a problem of human rights.
And what do you hope for from this conference?
Well, we hope to bring pressure upon them, or rather we hope to impress upon them the importance of their bringing pressure and world opinion upon the United States to take some meaningful effort to solve our problem in America. We want them to help us get our problem before the United Nations and charge America with violating our human rights in the same way that South Africa is charged with violating the human rights of our people in that area.
And what sort of reaction have you been getting from the African leaders?
Well, I've gotten a good reaction, a very sympathetic reaction, and an understanding reaction. Many of them have been misinformed by the American government into thinking that black people in America don't identify with Africa, and therefore they've restrained themselves from voicing their interest in our problem. But I've impressed upon them that our problem is their problem, as well as their problem to our problem.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Everyone, the Tando Radio Show brought to you by... Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, before give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I wanted to give Jada the time to just to bring to you the overall recent events that her family has had to endure, and there are many families that will be enduring different things, but one of the things that I firmly believe is that you do what you can with who you can when you can. So this is, wanted to just bring this to your attention, and I would hope that you would be able to, even if it's not monetarily, reach out in your own way that you can to assist each other.
because that's what a community is always about, is assisting each other. And there's going to be some difficult things that we're going to have to deal with. And I think it's been difficult for a while, but it's an opportunity for us to look at how we've been doing things in the past. And maybe sometimes there's a very good opportunity for us to do something different that we've never done before, or the successes that we had and what we've done to do that even more. So the GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com/samunionyankee5p-3500. And there you'll see Michael that's there, Michael Emmanuel, and Michael will tell you about he was diagnosed with germ cell cancer in March of earlier this year. And I've never heard of germ cell cancer at all. There is so many different, because of what's going on, what our children are being bombarded with, what we're being bombarded with, the overall attack that we're continuously under. And sometimes everyone goes through different things until they decide enough is enough. I'm going to do something about this. And I just would love for us to start to do things before things happen so that we can prevent as much as we possibly can. And what we can't prevent, we definitely can respond to appropriately. Even in the midst of grim outcomes, because there'll never be one. They will never be one. So at this time, Michael Emmanuel, can use your support, this young man, this young prince, so that his body can be re-strengthened and get the necessary things that it needs to not only to enable it to fight off the overall cancer, but the chemo as well, the detox from that chemo we will be supporting. And I thank all of you so much. Thank you for supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Thank you for supporting Michael. Thank you for you being you and the opportunities for us to do so much more is so, so great. So just wanted to express that to you all. Wanted Jada to come on and to say what it is that is going through. My sister, Strategic Melanin, is the GoFundMe on BTR? Yes, ma'am. Go to Strategic. If you would go to David W. Tando Radio Show, it's there. And I posted it by itself. I didn't put it in any other thread. Just go to David W. at Tando Radio Show. It's there. It's you'll see it says GoFundMe. Thank you, sister, and for asking. Truly, truly appreciate. So, and we will always be here for each other. That's just, I speak that so that when it does happen, we'll already know what we've decided to do. And I say that for me as well, and primarily. So just want to, what's left in the show, want to jump into what's in the news. If you'd like to just jump in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And I mentioned, I'm going to speak to Jada as well, just some things in after chemo, some of the things that they should be looking at. And if you know some really, really good proven things that actually have worked, you'd like to reach out to them, you can reach out to me, and I will get that information to them, or ask them if it's okay if they contact you or whatever, if there is some help that you really, sincere help that you really have, and assistance them, I will definitely will be a part of that to let them know. You can reach us at in BTR community, or you can email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you could call into the show, exchange, and get the number and everything else, and we'll help young Emmanuel out in that is the great creator among us. So we'll definitely be there. Okay, so jump into some things as to what's in the news, but it's really, really, you know, difficult sometimes to switch that gear. But I know that we're going to be doing what we need to do, but we're going to switch that gear because it's all about us growing in this, because I truly, truly think that it was no coincidence that Black Talk Radio Network, under the conditions that Scotty gave the energy to actually create this, was no coincidence that you are here under the circumstances that you are, nor that Tando Radio Show was created under the circumstances that it was. It is perfect, and it will perfectly, perfectly continue to grow itself from there. So, that being said, let's take a look at what's in the news and the last, what is it, 22 minutes of the show. One second. Some the weekend was kind of busy. Definitely, it was a lot happening in the world. So let's take a look at some of those things. And if you have anything that you wanted to bring up before we get out of here, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Okay, so first article that I posted, this was a really, 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 really important one. And we'll probably read this all to you a little bit later this week. Bank picks new reference rate to replace U.S. dollar LIBOR. Efforts to replace the LIBOR with a credible alternative have taken another step forward as 15 banks voted for a replacement of the U.S. dollar London interbank offer rate. And let me tell you what LIBOR is. It is a scam. It's the scam that sets your interest rate for college, credit cards, mortgage, car loans, every loan that you do. And see, this is the dangerous things that's coming about, is that they have exhausted the overall measures that they use now beyond its overall leveraging means. So now they're going to say, oh, well, we're going to give you something different. And what they're going to give you something different is going to be temporarily pleasing, but it is going to be ultimately destructive as the past. And so we walk away from this system completely. So we'll take a look at that. That's what LIBOR rate is and how it affects you. It sets your interest rate, and it is manipulative from the base. There was a you want to take a look at how that is significant. You can research this. The London Whale incident in financing. The London Whale. How you would do it, you would put LIBOR, 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 London Whale. We talked about it a while ago, and that overall, the importance of that, and this is where the U.S. will be once again be purged for its criminal activities, and that's what it is. And this is actually how China was able to take off over a very large, significant bank's main headquarters in the financial district in Wall Street because of the London Whales debacle. They've been stealing like crazy. So check out that. Next article. Got this one from Wolf Street. Bail-in era for Europe banking crisis begins. Banco de Popular, until today, Spanish sixth biggest bank, is no more. Its assets, including a massive portfolio of small business clients, now belong to Santander. Spain's biggest bank, the global giant, now has 17 million customers in Spain. This is big bank eats little banks, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be continuing to blow up, and as we go through the overall global banking crisis that will be adversely affecting. Next article from Wolf Street also, two Italian zombie banks topple Friday night. More banks are failing in Europe. I always said that Europe's economy will go before the U.S.'s, and that's a bad thing for people here in the United States, because Europe is going to actually protect themselves with resources that will be significant and will actually bring about a hedge of protection. But they're finite resources, and when those resources are spoken for, there will be none left for when the U.S. goes through its overall economic calling. So check out that, and it's all designed, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from Fars News is a Israeli, Iranian publication. The encounter of Russia and the U.S. warplanes over the Baltic waters have apparently become more frequent lately. A Russia fighter jet intercepted a small group of warplanes, including a Boeing KC-35 tanker, military refueling aircraft, two B-1 bombers, and one B-2 bomber, B-52 bomber, during the BITOP's Baltic Operations Annual Training Exercise on June 10th. And this is also talking about in this article, they have not confirmed, but they do think that the U.S. did shoot down a QE-4, the flying Wi-Fi, the largest drone that the U.S. has, and that's what that article about. Yes, I do believe that that actually did happen because of the events that happened the next day. Very, very critical. That's when they actually Russia out of the Caspian, or no, out of the Mediterranean, actually used cruise missiles to blast strategical ISIS command and headquarters. So check out that article. Next article. This is a huge one. Bankrupt Illinois to be broken up and dissolved into neighborhood states. Somebody been listening to Tando when I said the untied states of America. This is going to be the playbook in the U.S. Bankrupt Illinois to be broken up and dissolved into neighborhood states. Very, very important. Over this weekend, July the 1st, some of the information that we will be giving you will be critical so that you can see, in my opinion, how this thing is folding out. And you'll see the overall evidence of that to substantiate and validate that so that you can make the appropriate decisions for yourself and your family. The liberal state of Illinois is grappling with a full-fledged financial crisis, and the only answer is to declare bankruptcy. And just before we start there, their overall shortfallings in just interest alone for the state of Illinois is over $800 million in interest shortfallings. So now their overall credit rating for the state of Illinois is going to be dropped, which means that it's going to be more expensive and more difficult for them to be able to live by debt. And when you're in debt, that's the only thing that you could be living by is debt. This whole thing, it's not just Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Illinois is just the initial start of the summer of defaults. It's going to be hot. It is going to be hot in defaults. So many, this is critical. So goes on, the article goes on. Breaking up of the state, the only answer is declare bankruptcy, break up the state, and dissolve into neighborhood states, according to the Chicago Tribune. Facing billions in unpaid bills and pension obligations, the state is hitting a cash crunch that is rare, even by liberal Illinois standards, the governor said. This is huge. The overall pension funds for the civil services are completely pretty much done for the whole state of Illinois. This is getting ugly. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. It's India says to plan gold policy revamp from $19 billion sector. They're going to try to steal people's gold. Next article, this one is, I said this is a common theme that will be expressed everywhere. Airstrike in Syria. We got a freaking problem. The adults read this If young people need to read, that's fine too. But this is gives a insight into what's really happening. The Syria thing is going to be blowing up, and it's going to blow up big. Next one, this comes from Yahoo. Bankruptcy guru Edward Alderman sees similarities to the 2007 in the credit markets today. Check out that article. They're all telling you before it goes. Next one, this one comes from Wall Street Journal. Deal on Italian banks raise questions about Eurozone rulings. That is all about the budget, ladies and gentlemen. The bankers are falling apart. Next one, this comes from The Atlantic. The Gulf demands on Qatar looks designed to be rejected. Qatar's not going to go for that. They don't need to. They got real support from other people. Next article. Very, very important article, ladies and gentlemen. This one comes from the Washington Free Beacon. Frigate was on autopilot when it hit the U.S. destroyer. A deadly collision between a U.S. destroyer and a container ship on June the 17th took place while the frigate was on autopilot, according to naval officials. The Philippine flagship cargo ship ACRX Crystal was under control of a computerized navigation system that was steering and guiding the container vessel, according to those familiar with the preliminary results of ongoing naval operations. And let me just say this really quickly. There is actually rumors and talk, and this is very, very important. What happened in the Black Sea in 2014 with the USS Donald Cook, where the Soviets were able to do bombing runs on the Donald Cook, and Donald Cook is a cruise missile destroyer. It's a destroyer as well with the Aegis radar system, that supposed to be the best radar system in the world. And these old, the same Russian plane that got shot down in Turkey, these old planes were doing bombing runs on the USS Donald Cook, and it was blind, and its overall electronics were shut off by the planes, and it was actually couldn't target the planes or anything else while these planes were doing bombing runs on the Donald Cook, sending a message to the USS Navy: your advanced technology is no longer advanced past our technology that the Russians, Chinese have now. And that daggone ship was dead in the water. What's being said was that the overall possible that the overall the cargo ship was actually hacked, and it was purposely put on autopilot and turned, and the Fitzgerald's navigation and warning system and targeting system and detection system was cut off. Once again, precedence has already been set for that to happen. And that ship almost sunk. And if it did, believe me, there would have been all full-blown war. Now, who has the means, motive, opportunity, and who gained from that to do that? You can answer that for yourself. This whole thing is getting to be where we've been telling you is going, into major, major global confrontation. So check that out. Next one I got from Wall Street Journal as well. For sale, Puerto Rico is for sale. Puerto Rico, strapped for cash, is seeking private bidders to run in and share in revenue from seaports, highways, airports. This is how they're fleecing the assets. This is how they get your assets. They make your assets. They make you go into debt and to have to relinquish your assets because you can't service your debt. Very, very important. Next article from New York Times. After Puerto Rico's debt crisis, worries shift to the Virgin Islands. There's no stopping, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the overall cooker now. Next article from The Independent. Next global crisis will arrive with vengeance. A new financial crisis is brewing in emerging economies, and it could hit with a vengeance. An influential group of central bankers has warned emerging markets such as China are slowing are showing the same signs that economies are overheating as the U.S. and the U.K. demonstrates before the financial crisis of 2000-2008. This is according to the annual report of the Bank of International Settlement, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what they need, and it is definitely they're telling you before it happens. These are some of the last warnings that the general population will be given. So there's a bunch of stuff that's what's in the news there, and it's check out that stuff. My man Roz posted a lot of good stuff, and just wasn't able to get to all of it. Just wanted to get some time with Jada, so that she can bring her overall situation and her request for your assistance in this family problem, in our community problem that we have. Our children are under attack. We are under attack, and the only way that that attack will stop is if we come up with the solutions that and energize that with a commitment beyond the overall attackers themselves, and we can do that. So go to the GoFundMe campaign, GoFundMe.com/SUY3500. And you will see Michael Emmanuel, and he was diagnosed with germ cell cancer. And they are looking to raise $3,500 to get trace minerals in for Michael's body so he can heal properly. So we will be engaging, and I want to thank you all for doing just that. And with that being said, we have no other – make sure we have no other callers. No other callers. Yes, my sister, Strategic Mail. Yeah, that's the story. It's a bunch of other stuff, so much, but we'll cover it throughout the week as well. I just want to thank you all sincerely. Thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show and being a part of our show and being a part of our family. So the GoFundMe is there in Black Talk Radio Networks, in BTR. Just go to David W. Tando Radio Show. You'll see it is the lone one. Thank you all. Much love and much respect. Brother Bragg, if you would, jump in real quick. If you can, Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg is a little busy. Okay. So I just want to thank you all for listening. And remember, Brother Bragg, what's going on, brother?
I'm a little slow, Dave. Forgive me, man.
No. No, you're perfectly fine. Brother Bragg, were you able to hear the show earlier today?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to it.
And the food is so... Our food is so important, and it is... You know, it's being used as a weapon. Food is a weapon in so many ways, by malnutrition and by toxicities, you know, it's a weapon, and if we know these things, then we can start to do things. Because I know that you and you change your whole diet and the way that you look at food and how you actually nourish your body, and these are the lifestyle changes that we all need.
Okay, as I listen to a talk, I had to restructure the way I thought about food completely. I almost don't eat any meat. I'm saying I don't really eat meat anymore. I used to be a savage. Now, when I say I used to be a savage, I used to eat steak and all that, you know, never pork, but I ate all the other meats, shrimp, I could make some gumbo to make you slap somebody with lobster, shrimp, man, but when I really started paying attention to the food, I found out the food, it was a catalyst, it was a weak link in my game. The food was making me sick. Even though I looked like I was healthy, I was 286 pounds, I wasn't healthy enough. Right now I'm about $1.67, $1.68. I changed the whole way I eat. I basically only eat clean food. I mean, people talk about how much it costs. Yes, the food is your medicine. What is I'm saying? If you can pay for all these other things, you can definitely pay for food. That's how I look at it. So I put food first. I even restructured the way my animals eat, because when I looked at the food, I found out that 95% of this high protein dog food is supposed to feed our dogs. It's fillers with corn and this and that. Dogs not supposed to eat corn and all these other fillers. So we're feeding our animals things that make our animals sick as they get older. So when you really start looking at this food, basically we're being harvested. I hate to say it like that because it's not the only time to talk about it like that, but just pay attention to what you put in your mouth, because what you put in your mouth determines your health and your overall perspective, how you look at everything. Once again, everything we should have vibration, meaning that it should be a live food. It should have sunshine in it. If it has sunshine in it, minerals, nuts, berries, watermelon, which is hard to get a real watermelon if you're in Chicago. I can't find a watermelon with seeds, just like I can't find a grape. They're telling you it's organic, but it has no seeds. How can it be organic if it has no seeds? You can't get
exactly. Exactly. I actually had to grow them by way of, you know, non-hybrid seeds and everything else. Yes, you have to do it. We have to do it. So, listen, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to definitely do that. Thank you, Brother Braggs. If you would, Brother Braggs, remember, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Do whatever it is that you can to give to Michael Emmanuel at the GoFundMe, and it's right there on Tando Radio Show. And much love, much respect. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.